Did you recently fail a project, a launch, or something in your business didn't go to plan and you feel disempowered? Or you are even afraid to make that bold move, afraid to fail? This is a story of how I recently failed, and I desire for you to use this story as fuel for your success. Welcome to the Online Business by Design podcast. I'm your host, Ivana Ivanek, and this is your mindset and marketing podcast to help you build a business next to your 9-to-5 without burning out. And most importantly, enjoying your business journey while you're making money and impact. Grab your favorite note-taking device, lean back, and get inspired. I believe that everything you need to build a business of your dreams is already within you. I have something so cool for you. I want to give you access to my free training, How to Attract the Right Client into Your Business in 2024 without depending on the algorithm only. If you are an expert in your field, you know that growing your business means attracting the right client who seeks what you have to offer. Unfortunately, most struggling entrepreneurs are focusing on crafting their offer first, but without knowing how to attract the right client, you will create content for months without getting paid. Ready to take control of the outcome and save valuable time? The link is in the show notes. Welcome back. It's your host, Ivana Ivanek. Being vulnerable is not easy, but so many of you resonated with episode 12, where I shared every mistake I made in my first business when I hit rock bottom financially, emotionally, and physically, and where I told myself that this I will not repeat another time. And I desire for you from this episode, where I will be sharing a recent happening, to learn, to get inspired, and to understand that there is no success without failure. Failure is not fatal. Failure is the main ingredient to success. A lot has happened in my life recently, very recent. In the last 1.5 months, my whole life turned upside down. And being a high achiever, I always think I can conquer the world. I can handle it all. And on top of everything happening, I also can add on a new project, because why not? It is something that I am teaching myself over and over and over again, to not buy into hustle culture and then that more is better, and trying to earn my medal for working harder and more and achieving faster and better than anybody else. It hasn't brought me anywhere in the past. And I want to prevent myself and prevent you from giving up and exhausting yourself unnecessarily. Building a business on its own is hard enough. We don't have to make our lives extra difficult. But this is exactly what I did in the last months. Everything was going perfect to plan as normal. The plan and the launch for the last quarter of the year was mapped out halfway done with the preparation. Everything went to plan. Everything was the usual till suddenly an opportunity appeared. Out of nowhere, I received an email that my most favorite and most incredible woman that I was looking up to her for 5 years was offering a scholarship for one of her speaking programs. So, my dream to become a speaker and to be on stages, or let me phrase it different, to become a superstar, has been a dream since I was a child. I love Beyoncé. I was so looking up to this woman when I was a little girl, when I was younger, and I wanted to be on stages. I didn't know back then I wanted to be a speaker, but since 4 years, this desire was so big. So what I did, not thinking that I would get the scholarship anyway, because me too, I struggle with believing that I can achieve whatever I want on times as well, because it's just so human. Every time we enter a new phase, every time we make a new bold step towards our goals, It feels unfamiliar. And when it feels unfamiliar, it feels unachievable. And when it feels unachievable, we're starting to play small with our potential. So did I, but I did make a bold move. I responded to this email and then applied for the scholarship. 2 days later, I find an email in my mailbox. I was excited. I was all over the moon. Even if I would have had a rejection in this email, I was just happy to hear from her. And I opened the email with full excitement. I was almost not able to look at it, you know? And I received an email with a personalized video in it. You received a scholarship, Ivana. Please book a call with one of my team members. Wow, I was over the moon. I was thinking, is this the moment where I am stepping into a new era? Is this a dream come true? So I did. I booked a call almost the next day. I prepared for this call. I spoke to one of the team members and they granted me a scholarship, but it was not the full amount. And there was a yet an investment to make, which I was hesitant to make, which was the whole reason why I was hesitating since 4 years, because I didn't trust myself that I'm ready. I didn't trust myself to make this investment and make it actually work. You might resonate with this. Sometimes we see a course that we really think, oh my God, I need this because all the knowledge that is in there, I don't have, and I want to learn this and I need this for my success. This was the case for me for this speaker program. I don't know, or I didn't know. Today I know how to write a keynote, how to perform on stage. All these things were so new to me, and I knew I want to have help, and I wanted to have help from someone who is established in the speaking world. So 4 years long, I was hesitant. I was hesitating to say yes. And now that I've got the scholarship that I won't get next year if I say no this year, and I just felt a deeper calling to go for it and to say yes to it this time. I knew the program takes about 12 weeks. There was assignments. I knew I have to write an entire speech. I know I have to memorize it for the performance in New York City. I knew that all, but I highly underestimated the work because I just simply forgot that all I do here, all I have done over the past weeks was just new to me. It was a whole new world. And you know what happens when you do new things? They're not just sometimes difficult, they're also scary. So there is a lot to work with and work through. And I so underestimated it. And on top of that, I was hoping or thinking that I can conquer the world, make a huge launch of my program, Strategic Success, for the last time this year, till the door open up next year again, next to my pro speaking program that was taking a toll on me. It was demanding, but I knew that this is just what I needed to do. And I planned a vacation in between. So you listening to this might be thinking, Ivana, really? And you're surprised you haven't been feeling well? You are surprised that you were spreading yourself too thin? Well, I did know, but I only noticed somewhere after the launch that I was so low on energy, that I was extremely tired. I didn't have the brain space anymore to work on my speech and to attend my course the way I wanted it because I want to perform. I want to make this good. This is why I'm here. Everything I do, I want to do with my best intentions and I want to succeed and excel. So I was just spreading myself so thin. And realized that, whoa, this is not going anywhere. I'm not enjoying the launch of my signature program. I am not enjoying the course that I was looking at for 4 years, and finally I am doing it to attend this academy. I wasn't enjoying my free time. I wasn't sleeping. And it was the moment where I just had to lean back, pull the brake, and go inward and ask myself, what have I done to make myself feel as such. So as a result, I knew that I was taking on way too much that I can handle. There is a difference between working 8 hours a day or working 8 hours a day under constant pressure, insecurity, fear, and just trying not to fail somehow, right? I was putting on fires everywhere I went, and I was just trying to put them out as I was going. And this just hasn't worked for me. And I reminded myself of the first business I was running 4 years long, where I was doing exactly that. Hustle, 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 hustle. And in the end, I did not succeed. I failed. And I was just about to set myself up for failure as back in the days if I would have continued doing so. So I knew there is no way of quitting the program. I've came so far. I've overcome so much internal resistance and fear of becoming a speaker that there was no way not finishing this. This is a one-time opportunity I got in my life to sit with these people in a container, in a high-end container that will definitely pave a different future for me. So quitting? In no way. So I had only one decision to make. So you can't now launching a program and halfway through just quit it. It is also not smart to start downsizing, right? Canceling out lives. I had to do that. I wasn't able to go in front of camera. It is not smart to cancel, having to cancel a masterclass, but I knew I won't be able to pull that up. So I played it smaller and I was doubling down on my email marketing and on my email list only because social media was too overwhelming at that moment. And basically the decision I had to make is not reaching my financial goal, which is painful because you run this business for a reason, which is not making money, but also an impact. And every time things don't go to plan, it stinks no matter how often you have succeeded, no matter how often you have failed, but it is something I needed to sit with as well. But I knew this was my only option. I needed to back up. I needed to start making space for sleep. Again, I needed to start making space for leisure and fun because without that, there is no success. And I needed to go full focus on my speech in New York City in the beginning of November. Memorizing a speech is not easy. I underestimated it. It is a lot. And if you haven't learned a language recently, or you remember how difficult it was to learn a 10-row poem in school, this is 3 A4 pages. And I'm leaning into this. And I was sitting with this over the past 2 weeks with this sting in my heart that I have failed. But I know I will have to forgive myself because I could have failed me and both projects if I would have continued. So this way, I just created space for myself. I have failed one project, if you want to see this failure, because this is what I did at first. And I leaned into the project that is currently timely, important, and most of all, that I can't repeat so quickly again. And I was sitting there feeling like a failure, like I haven't felt in a long, long time. And sharing this with you is even healing for me right now because I had to be honest with myself because I exactly knew where I have made mistakes and they happened in the planning. And I also know that there is no one to blame because this opportunity to attend the speaking academy was a thing that I could not have said no to. It was my time to do that. I should have adjusted the plan accordingly and move everything 12 weeks up or schedule things differently. But I thought I can squeeze in something very busy, something very demanding into an already busy time, including a vacation. So There was a lot of sitting with myself and dealing with forgiveness and reminding myself what I always teach people and try to make them understand that failure is something that is so necessary, that we learn from it, we grow, and we become stronger. The more often you experience failure, the quicker you will be able to move on from it, not to hide under a rock because you have made a mistake, not to punish yourself for having made a mistake, not for stopping because you have made a mistake and thinking it's not for you. All these things you will be able to move away from so much faster if you sit with the pain and if you acknowledge what has happened and if you forgive yourself. Because failure is something that can become fuel for your next project, for your next step. And I guarantee you, fail often enough, acknowledge it, learn from it, and level up, and you will succeed. This is a formula that works. But not wanting to fail and denying that things are going wrong is the way how you set yourself up for failure even more and even further down the spiral, because we can't be sitting in denial. We need to put everything on the table, and it is so important to be honest to yourself. This fuel that I have experienced from my failure this time in the last quarter of 2024, I recovered from it quickly because I allowed it to come. I allowed it to sting. I had to be honest. I was talking to my partner. I was crying. I was just letting go of these emotions. I was proud, on the other hand, that I have dedicated time, passion, love, and all my energy that was left to my speaking project. And that fuel that I gained from it, I felt one morning waking up and making that step towards that level up. And I took my whiteboard, I sat down, and I made another launch plan. And this time I also saw the differences, how I planned everything out. I was so much more considerate. I was so much more considerate about my private time, about the best fitting moment, how I was working with my calendar, how I was building up every pre-phase of that launch, and it just came so naturally. And I was able to put that down on my whiteboard in such a confident way, knowing that the next time there is no way that I can fail because now I know better. I learned and I honored it. And building a business, my friend, remember, is a marathon. It is never a sprint, because if you think so, you will only be able to do a couple of sprints after each other, but then you will need to recharge your batteries. And often this feels like we are failing big. It will make you feel sad. Instead, see this as a journey. See this as your journey of self-development, your journey of building something big, bringing to the world something big that really matters, not just to you, but for the world to be in it. People need you, and you should not let yourself put down by failure or fearing to fail. I desire for you to move forward, go and make better mistakes tomorrow, because all you need to succeed is already within you. If you love this episode, I would love from you to support this show and to make it seen for so many more so others can benefit too. Head over to the link in the show notes. If you listen on Apple Podcasts and leave a review, let us know what you like about this show specifically. If you're listening on Spotify, just hit that rating button. I am forever grateful for you.